couple prayer requests here. We want to pray for the family of Sharon DeLeo, who moved to her heavenly home this week. And that's why Monica's gone today. That's her grandchildren's grandma. And then Joe had to be moved to the Oklahoma Heart Hospital on the south side of Oklahoma City yesterday because they were having a problem with his heart rate. Neva said he had a great night, no medical issues through the night, and the pacemaker procedure is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. And I think we should also probably pray for the people of Maui in that situation. The death toll was still going up last I saw.
Yes. Yeah, there's still a lot of people missing. So that's very devastating. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for your goodness, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we have opportunity to come before you to present our request to you, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you hear us. We know this, Lord God, because we stand upon what you say. And we know that you hear that. Thank you, Father. We pray for the family of Sharon's family, Lord God, and just pray that your peace rest upon them, Lord God, that they may remember the good experiences, Lord God, that they may promote what she started, Lord God, and that's big, Lord God, that members of that family would take the reins of what she had begun. And that it would continue to perpetuate through the generations. I thank you for it, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for Joe. Thank you for what you're doing in his life. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon that can be made can prosper against him because he's your servant. We speak life over his body in Jesus' name. We speak to the physicians and the nursing attendants, that they be filled with your wisdom and your direction, that they're clear-minded, and that they're able to perform as they have been trained. I thank you for it. We thank you for a speedy recovery. Father, for those in Maui, Lord God, and the devastation over there, Father, I just pray that you would be who you are, the God of all comfort. I pray that your comfort would fall upon that island. I pray where the enemy has come in that you, by your Spirit, would raise a standard against him. Thank you, Lord God. I'm giving you praise. Lord God, I thank you for opportunities. Thank you for opportunities for people to meet you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. They meet for Sunday school at 10 a.m., Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer at 5, evening Bible study at 6. Wednesday, they have Bible study for adults and youth group. And if you need more information, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy. And you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for this morning is Rick Spain. His title is A Scripture and a Thought.
Let us pray, let us pray.
Yeah, we almost
every
had some
moment,
lettuce.
Every day.
We're still having the meat and potatoes right now.
No all lettuce. Right, all right. Yeah, so what affects us in receiving what God has for us? One, number one, I told you, it's in what you're focusing on. All you can see is what you're looking at. And so if God is wanting you to see something else, you won't be able to see it unless you focus on it. Okay, so if, like I said, if you're going to focus on that stack of bills, you're not going to see God's answer, even if it's right in front of your face. You're focused on the stack of bills. You know, and it's interesting that Monica's mom, I can't remember, I forgot your name.
Eva,
yeah, Miss Eva. Miss Eva was talking about something that she was dealing with, and that the Lord was speaking to her about, you know what, if you're gonna just keep on working at this and not listen to what I have to say and not allow me to work, I'm gonna step back and let you have it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's and I put it this way: when you work, God rests. When you rest, God works. And so that's so important, and it's so true, absolutely true. Does that mean you do nothing? No, it does not. So one thing, you got to change your focus. Mm-hmm. Get your eyes off of the problem. Remember the thought, you never see the answer when you're looking at the problem. Never will. And so get your eyes off of the problem. Okay, so if you get your eyes, now, this is a term that I came up with. I haven't heard anybody else say this exactly, but the scripture does verify it, that how do you change your thought? How do you change your thought? Do you change it by removing the bad thoughts? Well, you know what? That helps you. Remove the bad thoughts, but I'm going to tell you something, that if you don't put something else in its mm-hmm. place, it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. And so this is what I call displacement thinking. Displacement. And so not replace, displace. So that's replace is where you take something out and you put something in there. Displacement, what it does is it fills that cavity or whatever, that room in your brain, it fills it so much that those old thoughts, they got to go. Mm-hmm. There's no room. And so that's what displacement is. So you continually, you go over, you read what God says, you fill your mind with it. And eventually those thoughts, there won't be any room for them. And before you know it, you are actually thinking different. So this is an interesting thought. You know, where we are today is, in concept, we believe, well, this is the way I have always been. how I think, what I do, where I go, so on and so forth. Not true. Not true. Because I had my doctor, he'd said something. We were in a conversation, and I was telling him that, no, I wouldn't do that. He said, well, you go back to when you were young, you would have done it. I said, no, I would not. And then I got to thinking, and I said, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right, because that's what I used to be. But I've changed the thoughts. Okay, so the next thing you do, so we see, we believe. We believe, we change what we think until it gets in our heart and it becomes a belief. What do we do next? We speak. You speak what you believe. What that does is that causes what God has already spoken to become a part of your life, your living. And this is where Christ is formed in you. See, because there's no other way. That is the plan that God had. God, even before we were created, God had this plan. Before the worlds were created, Christ died for the ungodly. And so we need to understand this. Even before creation, he had a plan. Well, I want you to understand that what we're in this world is not God's plan. This world system is not in line with what God desires. And so we can ask questions, well, why did God allow this? Why did God allow that? Allow it because he gave us a choice. And so how do you make that choice work for your benefit God's way? You agree with what he said, and you say it. Even it may not make sense in the brain, say it anyway. I'm telling you, it comes by believing and then speaking. So when God gives you a word, I don't care how contradictory it is to your life or to your circumstances, start speaking what he said. Because I want you to understand something. If you don't do something with it, you're going to lose it. We go back to Mark chapter 4, and it talks about Jesus had the parable of the sower. And so in the parable of the sower, there was four different accounts here. One that the seed was taken away immediately. Jesus explains the seed is the word of God. The next thing was the cares of this life, the struggles, all the things that are coming against us. What they do is they come in and they choke out the word. And then the third thing was is when the desire for other things and the prosperity thought, you know, what that does is it'll come in and it'll choke the word as well. So what happened to the fourth one? The fourth one is the seed that's sown on good soil. That's the one that believes what God says and speaks it. And therefore, what do you have? Lots of fruit. Mm-hmm. Lots of fruit. And so, you know, I'm a hundredfold person. You know, if you got it, Lord, I want all of it. You know, but you've got to allow his word to live in you. And so as you begin to do that, then you can say like Paul did, it's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives in me. My life's brand new. Does that mean you no longer exist? No, it doesn't. What it does mean is when he says it's no longer I live, but it's Christ that lives in me, the life I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God who died and gave himself for me. So what does that mean? So when we think like in these terms, a lot of people will say, well, that just means it's not me anymore, it's just Jesus. No, it's not Jesus, it's Christ in you. Christ. When Jesus was raised from the dead, what he did was opened up an opportunity that we could live through him. And so our identity changes from what we used to be to what God designed you to be. Mm-hmm. You have a reason. You've got a purpose. You know, and so Jesus fulfilled his purpose in this world. He fulfilled it. But the rest of it is working through us. Jesus is done. He's sitting down at the right hand of the Father. Mm-hmm. He did what he was sent to do. Now Jesus, now I'm talking to you as Jesus as a man. He fulfilled all the requirements. Okay? So now I'm not discounting Jesus being God, because God was the only one that could do what needed to be done. Mm-hmm. The mess that was made, man could not pay that price. So God came as a man in Jesus. But what the point I'm trying to make, Jesus did what he was sent to do. And now, since we find our life in him, we're restored. Restored to, for instance, Adam and Eve before they ate the fruit. We're restored to that place. That now it's that we don't live according to the terms of this world. We live according to the terms that Christ paid for in our life, living through him. Then you find that, for instance, me talking on the radio here or on Facebook, you know, I never dreamed of this. You know, when I was young, I didn't even think, I really wasn't a public speaker. You know, I mean, I never had problems talking to people. But you get me in front of a camera or a big group of people, man, that's tough. It's different.
I can relate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so what has happened? Christ is living through me. It's still Rick Spain, but it's Rick Spain reborn. And am I going to say that I've arrived and that I've made it? Absolutely not. I'm learning stuff every day. But in the meantime, I'm growing. I'm growing. The more that I understand what God says and I believe it and I start confessing, believing that out of my mouth, then my life changes. So I want to go one more step. We got a couple of minutes here. One more step. Because if it dies with us, it does not fulfill the purpose that God sent it for. It's got to flow through you. So let's go back to the lie. The lie. Did God say you couldn't eat of the fruit? No, he didn't say that. He said we can't eat it or we can't touch it. Or Eve said that. We've already gone over this. We can't touch the fruit. I'm going to tell you something. Your world will not be changed unless you touch the forbidden fruit. You got to touch it. Now, does that mean that we touch it so that we can partake of it? No. We touch it so that God in us would have an effect on that fruit in people's lives. You know, if we don't allow what we believe to come out of our mouth in the midst of other people, it's not fulfilling what God created it for. His word is eternal. When he speaks it, it reverberates through all of creation. And so when he speaks it to us, unless we allow it to come out of our mouth, it dies with us. And so the purpose of salvation is not just a ticket to heaven. The purpose of salvation is so that it can be multiplied through you. Now, I'm telling you, the world is headed for a mess because there's people that are dead set that they don't want to have anything to do with God. Mm-hmm. they think that they want to be in charge of their life. And you know what God says? Okay, that's what you want. But I'm going to tell you that we don't have to allow it to affect our life. We have the answer. The world may promote an answer, but they don't have it. We have the answer. And it's based upon the truth of what God says. We are not obligated to change our world, but we are obligated to provide the change for our world. And that is the key, folks. When we start providing the change, not wrestling against flesh and blood, but providing what God provided, what He said. When we start speaking that to our world, I'm going to tell you, change will happen. It will happen. It may not be pleasant to us physically. It's going to happen, though. And Galatians chapter 6, I believe it's 6-7, it says, "Do not be weary in well-doing, for at the right time, kairos, when everything comes together, you will reap a harvest if you don't give up." You know, we're not in this. We're in it for the long haul, folks. You know, and so if we're continually dealing with this circumstance and this circumstance, and, you know, if I just get through this, my life's going to be better. No, it's not. You're going to have another one on the other side. Mm-hmm. We're in this for the long haul. If we've got an attack from the enemy, what do? Devil, in the name of Jesus, you don't have a right. God says, you know, that what did Jesus do when the devil came to him? Spoke the word. Mm-hmm. What does God say? If you don't know what God says, folks, you are missing the offensive tool that God provided for you. Get in His Word. Understand what He says. And, you know, I like what Paul said to Timothy. He didn't say, "Timothy, you need to read that Bible every day. And you need to spend an hour or two every day reading that Bible." No, he did not say that. What he did say, "Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the word of truth." Too much of the time we're just listening and believing the word of God because Billy Graham said it, or whoever you want to put in there. You know what? You need to believe what God says because He said it. Now, I'm not saying don't listen to Billy Graham. No, I'm not saying that. Or whoever your spiritual leader is. You know, I've been influenced by a lot of people in my life. But if it doesn't come to you on a personal level, it's not really yours. Because you look back at the seven sons of Sceva. They come and trying to cast out a devils from this man. And what happened? You know, that we come against you in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. Well, we know Paul and we know Jesus, but you. And they got whooped on. Mm-hmm. Southern turn, sorry. Yeah. But, you know, and so we've got to get this word for ourselves. Because God has destined you for victory. I know you're going through a tough time. I know you are. This is not the end. God's got plans for you beyond what that you can think of or imagine. Don't allow the enemy what he says to you. Don't pay attention to it. What does God say? Believe it, speak it, you'll have it. I'm telling you. Father, we just bless you and we give you praise for today. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Lord God, that this is a word that that you brought out. This wasn't prepared, Lord God, and I thank you that you brought it out to touch people. Lord God, and I thank you, and I pray, Father, that seed that's sown, that it's going to fall on good ground, that it's going to multiply 30, 60, even 100-fold. I'm thanking you for it, Lord God. I pray that you impress upon our hearts and our minds the things which you've spoken. May they be a part of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That was a good word. A scripture and a thought can last an hour.
I know.
Isn't
it.
God so cool how he weaves it all together?
Yeah, it is cool.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, from Eva Fleming, and from Rick Spain. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time. And don't forget, we will reset the iPad and be back with a word from Pastor Dwight on the Truth Broadcast.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.